What is the real Rafa like at home?
The first thing he does when he comes home is just to wear his shorts and old t-shirt and flip-flops, and that is. And he likes playing with the girls. Maybe they play football in the corridor, and I go mad, say, careful with that, and he said, don't worry, you know. All right. When it's about to be bedtime, suddenly he start running behind the girls and chasing them, always in the last minute. But he's a great dad. Sometimes he's like a big child. He's a joker. He's really funny. You always laugh and have a smile with Rafa. He's a funny man. And he has loads of patience with the girls and with myself. And he's never angry, he never shouts. Only you know by his face, okay, that's the edge. But he never shouts to the girls, or never. He always tries to talk to them. And he is firm and hard when he must be. But he's a lovely dad. He is not a handy man. No, if he tries to hand a picture, maybe you will end with a big hole in the wall. But, I don't ask him for that. And he's not a big cook. But he helps with breakfast. Yes, he put the milk pan on the fire and everything. But he's very good at home. And in the evening, we do us. Everyone does. After supper, we watch telly. He likes, the comedies, the old ones, Only Fools and Horses, My Family, Father Ted. He loves that. And for him, it's a good way of learning English as well, because he understands it very well. And it's a normal life. It's not nothing special. We don't have a glamorous life, nothing like that.
Is his idea of romance sending you flowers or giving you the match ball?
Well, maybe the match ball. He's not a very romantic one, but he's very sensitive. And he tries his best, but he's not very romantic. I think that the idea of romanticism that the women have is different to men. But he is really sweet, and maybe is the best husband you can have.
I've just spent a little bit of time with yourself and your wife having some lunch, and you've got a tremendous relationship. She really does keep you on the hook, doesn't she? Keeps you in your place.
Yeah, I think that I said before, she's very clever, so she tried to help me in different ways. And I think it's good. Always, when you have a lot of responsibility, you need someone close to you that can give to you advice, in some moments.